The Rush Hour with Dave Ferrier. Weekday arvos from 3 on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, as the school pickups kick off, as the Mitchell and the Kwinana start to fill up, you're on The Rush Hour with Dave, Mix 94.5. This afternoon, I have free Paul Kelly tickets to give away. Another edition of The Rush Hour's Big Call, your chance at the ultimate Melbourne Cup experience at Crown. And of course, the 10K Greatest Hits No Repeat Workday continues all the way till 5 o'clock.
This is the Rush Hour catch-up with Dave Ferrier.
Lynn in East Perth, you reckon we've played that song already? If you're right, you get $10,000. That's a life-changing amount of money.
It's a huge game-changer, yeah. You know, it makes things a lot easier, yeah.
Well, I can tell you, Australian Crawl, first time that one played since 9 a.m. today.
Oh, since right, 9 a.m. This one, there's, right.
But there's still time. We might play it again before 5 o'clock.
Not a problem. I'll stay tuned. Thank you.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour.
Qantas are about to do something crazy. Try out a world-first non-stop flight from New York to Sydney. It will take 20 hours. On board, there'll be scientists and medical researchers monitoring the conditions and impact of the flight that it has on the passengers, basically making sure no one dies. I know here in Perth you can go direct to London, takes 17 hours, but I think that extra time in the air is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. And towards the end of the flight, things will have been pretty ugly up there.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're coming to the end of this super long-haul flight, so I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank those who made it particularly unbearable. To the baby in row 14 who managed to cry the entire 20 hours, that takes some real stamina. To the couple in row 44 who argued loudly, made up, and then joined the Mile High Club at least three times, yes, we can tell, that's gross. And to the flight attendant who screamed, "I can't take being cooped up in here any longer," and opened the door and leapt out into the freezing night air. She will be missed. Anyway, thanks for travelling with us. Good morning, good evening, or good night. Honestly, I'm so sleep deprived, I've lost all sense of time and reality. I now believe I am a chicken.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Celebrate the 2019 Melbourne Cup at Crown. It's the Rush Hour's Big Call on Mix 94.5.
The horses are on the track.
Yeah, g'day, it's Dave. This prize is ridiculous. The ultimate Melbourne Cup Day at Crown. For you and three mates, you will celebrate at Perth's most lavish Melbourne Cup event, Classique, at Crown Ballroom, hosted by Joel Creasy, with live entertainment from Hugh Sheridan, Paul Leaney, and more. You'll get a four-course set lunch and premium beverages, plus two nights at Crown Metropole Perth, with $500 to spend when you're there. It's the Rush Hour's Big Call. To go in the draw for that prize, which will be drawn on Friday, you just have to tell me which song I've re-recorded as a race call.
I know you're looking down on us. I'm missing you, bro. I hope you're proud of us. At least I know you made it home, and I know you're not alone.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Celebrate the 2019 Melbourne Cup at Crown. It's the Rush Hour's Big Call on Mix 94.5.
The horses are on the track.
Yeah, the 2019 Melbourne Cup, it's nearly here. Jasmine from Sorrento, how are you going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Very, very well. Have you spent much time at Crown Perth?
Not near enough.
This would be one hell of a way to spend a couple of nights in the hotel, living it up, having the most lavish Melbourne Cup day of your life, I reckon.
Oh, it'd be amazing. I've got a little newborn, so it'd be nice to have a little break.
Yeah, here you go, Dad. Take care of this one. I'm off to party. All right, then. Jasmine, let's get you in the draw. You just have to tell me which of Perth's greatest hits I've re-recorded as a race call. Let's have another listen.
I know you're looking down on us. I'm missing you, bro. I hope you're proud of us. At least I know you made it home, and I know you're not alone.
Hit me, Jasmine. What song is it?
Guy Sebastian Choir.
At least I know you made it home, and I know you're not alone, because now you're singing with the choir.
It's a very big song right now. Absolutely correct, Jasmine. Congratulations,
awesome.
You're in the draw.
Thank you. Awesome. Thanks so much.
You've also picked up a $150 Crown voucher just for getting it right.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Thanks so much.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Who did you spot while you were on holidays? Which famous person, I don't care how big or small, did you spot while you were on holiday? Because a couple of Aussies have shared a photo. In Paris, they went into a little cafe and they bumped into none other than Kevin Rudd. Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd just on his own having a wine at a little cafe. They had a chat. He even shouted them a drink. Apparently, he's in spending a lot of time in England doing his PhD at Oxford. They had a chat, got a photo, shared it. 133353, who did you bump into while you were on holidays? Which celebrity? It could have been anyone from someone from Big Brother to, I don't know, Tom Cruise. I want to hear all about it.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
I've had a few calls, people pointing out we've played Guy Sebastian Choir twice today. That is correct. But the first time was at 8:47, so before the 9 a.m. Cutoff. So 13 minutes away from giving away that $10,000 in the 10K Greatest Hits No Repeat Workday. But now I'm on 133353. I want to know what celebrity did you spot while you were on holidays? Now, I've had some amazing calls. Thank you, everyone who's called in. I've had everyone from Damien Hardwick, the Richmond coach, to Andre Rieu. Lewis called in and bumped into Steve Smith and George Bailey on a flight, and they hooked him up with tickets to a World Cup game. It was back in 2015. Just amazing. Tyrell saw Lewis Carroll, the play school performer. Who was it here? Andrew from Gosnells. I like your story. You bumped into Elton John in a Prada store in Venice. What happened?
My wife and I just went into Prada, and we're only in a couple of minutes, and they closed the doors off, stopped people coming in. And then out from the side came Elton John with his partner to do his shopping. And we weren't allowed out and no one else was allowed in.
So you were stuck in a Prada shop with Elton John?
Yeah, and about a dozen other people. But yeah, it was pretty good.
Was he doing the celebrity thing of just clearing the shelves and going, yeah, I'll get this?
No, he was just browsing. He actually didn't have anything. I didn't see any of his handlers holding anything, but he was just doing his Christmas shopping, the wife said.
Well, the rest of us do our Christmas shopping at Kmart. Elton John just does it at Prada, of course.
The Rush Hour.